know. I know. We got too many. We got too many Syracuse people around here that like it.
What were your general impressions of why you liked Justin?
Justin just as I'm sure Coach and Jerry have said, clean. Just a clean player, and for us that means he was productive on tape. He plays hard. He's smart. He's athletic. He's physical. He's a great kid. He doesn't have any issues, and he's got a lot of upside. So when you go down the checklist of the positives you look for in a player, he had most of those attributes.
You looked at the run on tackles through the draft. I mean, did you think there was someone that you would like that was going to be still available at 19?
No, yeah. I thought pretty much that those guys were going to go quick, and that the four who went were going to go pretty much where they did, and even the guards.
Is it a strength, or to say something about that people say he could be left tackle, he could be right tackle, he could be guard? What do you think he could be?
Well, for us, I think he has a skill set to play anywhere along the line, and just whatever our coaches feel is our biggest need to put him at next year, I think he could do that. From left tackle to center to right tackle to guard, he really has, because he's so smart, so technique sound, and so athletic, it's definitely a positive to be able to do that.
That's really not a skill set, though, that you see it at the first round, though, right?
No.
You know, usually these guys have a home.
Most of these guys are what they are. They're right tackle. They're center. This guy is the most versatile offensive lineman. In our eyes, other teams may feel different, but that's the way we felt, that he was the most versatile.
Why did you like that? I mean, obviously you like it because he could play different positions, but why did you like that as opposed to somebody who has a home?
Because, you know, in a year, who knows what our needs will be. And just having a guy who, even during a game, if your center goes down, this guy could go in there, guard, just move wherever you want him to go. And there's nothing wrong with having a you know, top-notch left tackle, who that's what he is. But this just added to it. It wasn't like this is the only reason why we like him. It just added to why we like them.
Mark, Jerry said he has to get stronger. That was kind of the number one thing.
Right.
I guess you could say that about a lot of incoming linemen like him.
Yep.
Is there some kind of a goal or a target that you set, or is it on an individual basis per player?
Yeah, that's up to our strength coaches when they get here. But, you know, and he was coming off a shoulder injury earlier in the year. He missed the first four games, so coming off the shoulder. So we don't think his strength this year was a true indication. You know, he kept getting better, get stronger throughout the year. And, you know, into his whole career, I think his body will fill out more and he'll get stronger once he can fully work out with the shoulder. But even in today's game, I mean, those top tackles that got taken, power is not their game. You know, Fluker was that power guy, but those other guys are more athletic type of tackles.
I guess he was a three-year starter at left tackle. So what makes you confident that he can, you know, play it right and then also mm-hmm. the other positions?
Well, he did it at the Senior Bowl. So at the Senior Bowl, he played a bunch of different positions in practice and during the game. And then just his intelligence, you know, one of the higher test scores this year, and just talking to him, communicating with him at the combine, we feel that it would be an easy transition for him.